Nine peg of Truma Mishnah Beis. We learned the previous Mishnah that if a person plants Truma, even though Midaraisa, when the grain sprouts and new grain grows, it is not Truma. Midrabanan, they gave it the status of Truma. Since this is only Truma Midrabanan, they did not want it to lose other Chiyuvim that would apply to it. And therefore, our Mishnah says that this grain that was planted and now sprouted a new crop, even though it has the status of Truma, still Chayav is Balekav Shichav Peya. We don't want the Aniyim to lose that, and therefore whatever fell out of his hand or forgot there or left over with the Aniyim, all of that belongs to the Aniyim. Now the question is, what does the Aniyim do with it? Since this has the status of Truma Midrabanan, so an Ani who is not a Kohen cannot eat it. So the Tanakhama holds Ani Yisrael, Ani Kohen Melachim. Even an Ani, obviously Ani which is a Kohen can take it for himself. It's not worse than any other Truma. But the Tanakhama holds that even Ani Yisrael can take it. What does he do with it? He cannot eat it. Ani Yisrael, Mordechai Shalem, the Kohen made Truma. They sell it, the Ani, which are Yisraelim, they sell these Gidulei Truma grains to Kohanim. For the price that they would pay for Truma, which is a lower price because there's less of the demand for Truma. But Adam and Shilhem and the Aniyim will keep the money. So basically what Aniyim Yisrael are doing here is gathering together so that they can sell to Kohanim and they will gain the money that they receive from the Kohanim. That is the opinion of the Tanakam. Rabbi Tafan Oime, Tafan disagrees. And he says, Lo Yilak Delek Aniyim Kohanim. The only ones that are allowed to pick this are Aniyim which are Kohanim. Why? Shema Yishkechu V'yitnu Techpiyem. He's concerned that Aniyah Yisrael, as they were picking, it would be common for them to put a grain or whatever it may be into the mouth. And since the Chashash is going to be open, if they're eating this Truma Durabonan, we prefer that they don't pick it at all and leave it all to Aniyah Koyhanim. Only Rabbi Kira, Kira says, if you're concerned that while they're picking, they'll eat it, in Kayim, they'll yukit their Otahir, and that even Kohanim should not eat it unless the Kohanim are Tahirim already. And Lamaisa, the halacha is, like Rabbi Akiva, that anybody could pick it. Anyone could pick it.